right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Nightree is here up from Boston today, all six of them. And they're going to play a song for you next that I saw them play the one time I did get to see, well, at least some of you play, down in southern New Hampshire. But there's a little more to this, and it's not written on the CD about what's in the song. Who wants to tell the tale?
It's me.
This is Chris coming in.
So this is a set of tunes that we call Ships. They're from the Shetland Islands, which is a set of islands north of Scotland where there's I believe a rich fiddle playing tradition, although I'm not entirely familiar with it. But we did these ones a little differently. We tried to think of a shipwreck as we were arranging it and as we play it now. So it's sort of a nautical catastrophe themed sound. So if you guys want to think about that too as you're listening to it, it will probably make more sense to you.
Now, isn't there a certain traditional tune in the mix here too?
There is. It's going to be sung by Suniva. I'm not sure if she wants to.
And yeah, as Chris said before, that is an emigrant song from Ireland called The Emigrant's Farewell. And when I lived in Ireland for a year, I learned a lot of emigrant songs in particular, because that's a lot of the Irish folk tradition consists of that, of course, because the Irish live all over the world now. So
very good.
Our ship, she is ready for to sail away, and it's come, my sweet comrades, o'er the stormy seas. Her snow-white wings are all unfurled, and soon we'll swim in a watery world. Don't forget, love, do not grieve, for my heart is true, and it cannot deceive. My hand and my heart I will give to thee. So farewell, my love, and remember me. Farewell, my love, and remember me. Thank you.
And there it is. Beneath the waves, she goes down to Davy Jones' locker. Yes, indeed. Night Tree and Ships. Very nice. Thanks for doing that one. That's something else.
Thank you.
Well, what else was I going to ask you? What else do you want to say? You guys have some dates we're going to talk about. I know that. Who wants to do that?
We have some dates here on the East Coast that we're excited about, as we're also stretching outside of the East Coast as well, getting a little farther away from home by every passing month. Playing in Boston on February 8th. And then we head to Kansas City for the International Folk Conference called Folk Alliance. And we're going to be showcasing there every night from Valentine's Day on to the 18th. And looking forward to having a lot of really wonderful friends and artists we look up to playing in our room. That's really exciting. And then playing in Boston at a synagogue at the end of February, and as well as Arnott Brewery in Somerville, as well as Middlebury College on March 2nd, pretty late at night for all the college kids at 9:30 p.m. And then we head to the Midwest after St. Patrick's Day, and we keep on playing. But if you visit nighttreemusic.com and go to our shows page, you can stay in touch with all of our upcoming shows, as well as checking out our Facebook page and going to our tour dates. And, of course, our mailing list will keep you updated as well.
There you go, folks. Make sure you get out to a show if they're near you. And I believe there's a new CD in the works, too. I don't know if we want to talk about that yet, but we'll probably just play another song. And we can talk about that in a minute.
I'm going to introduce the next song. It's called Oh Yeah, and this is a song that I wrote. It uses the rhythms and melodies from Cuba, and I wrote it for the three women in Night Tree.
Even though our listeners can't hear us, do you want to do the sing-along part, even though we won't be able to tell if they're singing along?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so that's a lot on you, please, listeners. We can't check it, but just please sing along with us during the sing-along part.
One, two.
Sing-along part.
Ya-da-da, ya-da-da, ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da-da, ya-da-da-da. da da ya da da ya da 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 ya da da. Singing ya da da, ya da da, ya da 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 da, ya da.
Yeah, Night Tree. Were you singing along out there, folks?
I could hear you.
Some of them were too loud, though. Some of those folks out there were off key. I could hear them. But it's radio. What you gonna do? Well, yeah, you guys have a new CD you're thinking about. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. We are very excited. This coming May, to go into our studio, a new studio, for a whole week and record our next album, which is going to be all of our new compositions featuring melodies and pieces and arrangements written by every person in the band, which is something new for us, and that's something that we can now say. And we're very excited about that. We're going to be working with Seamus Egan, who produced our last album, and he's agreed to produce our second album because of how charming we are, undoubtedly. I think we're all pretty charming. I think we're a charming bunch. Anyway, we're very, very happy to be working with him. He's a wonderful, magical producer, and he makes everything just sound good. So we're going to be working with him soon.
Excellent. Yeah, he's definitely a name some folks will recognize out there.
Yeah.
He was with Solas, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. He was a founding member of Solas, he and Winifred Horan, and they had a 20-year amazing musical journey together.
Very cool.
I can add to that when I was young, a teenager in Sweden, and I come from a pretty small place called Uddevalla, like 50,000 people. It's a small town. It's big, says Chris, but to me, I experienced it as very small, and the only way I could get out of it when I was like 13 to 16 was through going to the city library and going through the world music section by the cities. And Solas had quite a few albums there, and I just listened and listened. So, yeah, since I was, especially between 15 and 19, I was a heavy Solas fan, and it was really special to be able to work with both Seamus and Winifred Horan, as we did. She was our ensemble coach last year at the conservatory, so that was special to us and to me.
How did you dig up those Solas? How did you find Solas at first in the mix?
Oh, well, actually, it wasn't, the world music section wasn't very big. It mainly consisted of, do you guys know about the Rough Guide to World Music, like the Rough Guide CDs? They were like, there was Rough Guides to Brazil, Rough Guides to Bollywood, Rough Guides to Balkan. Yeah. And so there was a lot of them. And then I think there was an Irish folk band in my hometown, and they worked at some sort of, someone there advised the library with what to buy for the world music section. So that's how Solas ended up there. So it was a good choice.
Excellent. Well, we ran through our set list, but we were thinking we'd go out with something as well.
Sure.
And there was some debate. I'm not sure where we ended up.
So the last one we're going to do today is one that I wrote. It's called Point Joe. Point Joe is a place in California. I haven't been there, and I don't know what it looks like, but I've been told that this song is reminiscent of that place by someone who heard the song. So, yeah, this is called Point Joe.
All right, well, we have a lot of West Coast listeners, so maybe you can let us know if this is true. And that's how it ends. Here I am caught running around the room. Very good. Night Tree. And I don't know, did it sound like the place, folks? What do you think? Let us know. All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap it there, huh? And send you guys down the road. They have a show to get to across the state and over the hills and through the woods and across the river. So thanks once again for coming by, everybody. And
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck out on the road and with the new CD and everything else in life.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, folks, we will be right back after this.